ABC Radio Australia.
When it comes to global climate talks, the UN's Conference of Parties, or COP, is as big as it gets, with thousands attending. But next year's event, which Australia is billing as a Pacific COP, has yet to be awarded as a host. And as Whenau Whenua reports, a diplomatic challenge is putting next year's talks in limbo.
A United Nations climate meeting in Bonn last week was meant to decide on who would host next year's COP31 conference.
Turkey is committed to host an inclusive, impartial and transparent COP31 to be decided by the COP continues. We will work constructively and we support incoming...
According to the BBC, despite not having the backing of 29 country delegates, Turkey's representative insists his country, not Australia, should be the ones playing host. Catherine McCallum from Climate Action Network Australia Strategy was among civil society members attending the Bonn meeting. She's pretty confident the decision will swing Australia's way, but it might be some way off yet before the decision is officially made.
I think a lot of countries recognise the incredible role that Pacific nations have played as global climate advocates. So we do believe that Australia's bid has much more support than Turkey's bid, but because of the way the process works, there isn't actually a clear deadline for decision making, and it needs to be made by consensus, like everything in the UNFCCC. So what that means is that it's delayed this decision. The text that came out of Bonn has recommended that the decision's made by BLEM in November. We really hope it will be made sooner because we really need that lead time to run a good event and for us to be prepared.
Samoan Australian and 350.org climate activist Jacinta Fa'amau says it's a disappointing situation that clearly shows how politics is interfering with the climate talks.
I think a lot of us had anticipated that we would have a clear decision for who was going to win the bid for COP31 next year, but... Nope. Most of these United Nations platforms of like negotiations, they always take a long time. It just makes sense that a country like Australia, who has stated that this is going to be a partnership with the Pacific, this is not the first time they've put in a bid to host COP, versus Turkey, who I don't think any countries have backed their support, like their bid for hosting COP. And so it just doesn't seem like a strong bid. But yeah, it's causing a lot of delay and it's very frustrating.
But what difference would hosting a COP event in the Pacific be compared to that in Turkey? According to Pacific Islands academic scholar Dr. George Carter, who served in the COP29 Presidency Scientific Council, the host presidency could push more agenda items that matter to Pacific nations.
The presidency impact or consensus comes in many ways. All right. So first of all, the presidency pushes forth and unique has a presidency agenda. That means it highlights particular themes it wants to promote within the negotiations. Many of these themes are things that are not discussed. So things like climate security or things like traditional knowledge or things like gender. So the president can propose some of these.
Scholar Dr. George Carter is a leading Pacific academic and deputy of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University. He's been pushing for Pacific nations to host COP in partnership with developed countries. He's pleased it's close to fruition, saying it's a strategy to prevent small islands from being sidelined in the climate talks.
So what happens in these international negotiations is that the agenda is hijacked by oil-producing countries. And countries like the Pacific and others from small island developing states have a hard time to push forth in the presidential agenda issues around science, issues around indigenous knowledge and climate change, issues around adaptation, issues around loss and damage. So it's a strategy that we have been promoting. Now, this will be the first ever type of diplomatic experiments where you'll see one country and a region try to host COP. In terms of what this means, it's the presidency. The presidency of the COP will try to push forth a consensus that's never been seen before. And what we have here is an opportunity for Pacific Island countries to have a unique platform, this time with Australia, but a platform they've never held before.
And that was Salah, Dr. George Carter, former advisor at the COP Presidency Scientific Council.